Well, as everyone knows by this time, I love Wednesdays because I love to talk about food, which is what we do every Wednesday. I also love to cook. You love to cook, too,
right? I love to cook.
I mean, as joyful as it is to make a fantastic meal at home, it may be even more joyful to do it with things that are around the house, leftovers, doing things that sort of bespeak your intelligence in the kitchen, your strategic use of food and buying of groceries, that sort of thing.
Right, but it's dangerous, too. I had a sister who liked to throw together ingredients that were in the kitchen, and it didn't turn out well.
Well, food poisoning is never recommended when you're cooking for guests, so depending on what's in your larder there. But 14% of the food Americans purchase gets thrown away.
That just hurts my heart.
And, you know, San Francisco has just implemented a new law, a composting law, where all residents and commercial buildings must compost their food waste. So people have to get smart about food and about leftovers. And here to help us do that is Cecilia Hagen Lee, food writer and author of the book Quick and Easy Korean Cooking, and working on the upcoming book Quick and Easy Mexican Cooking. She joins us from Los Angeles. Good morning, Cecilia.
Good morning.
So, you know, you have to have a certain kind of intelligence to deal with leftovers and not end up either poisoning yourself or making stuff that, quite frankly, doesn't taste very good. How do you do that?
In my culture where I grew up, we hardly had any waste, so it's sort of like if you had old rice, you always made something with it. I don't think it has to do with intelligence.
Well, what can you do with old rice, and how do you keep old rice from actually making sure that everyone knows that it's old rice?
Well, you make sure that you refrigerate it first, and then we'd always make things like fried rice, or we'd put it in, you know, soup and things like that.
You know, Cecilia, it occurs to me that, you know, so often food As far as a grocery store is concerned, goes bad very, very quickly. And as soon as it doesn't look perfect anymore, they get rid of it or they put it on manager's special in the clearance rack and it goes away. But it seems to me like if you were actually using some of these more creative recipes, you could go to the store and save a lot of money.
Yeah, definitely. My parents have a grocery store. And so, I'm used to eating old food or cutting off half of a bad apple and eating it. So I just grew up that way.
All right. Well, then you're an expert. Oh, so Cecilia Hagen Lee.
Expert on leftovers, yes.
What do you throw away? What do you just not bother with?
Well, if there's any mold, you want to throw that away.
Okay, obviously mold.
No, definitely. You don't want anything moldy or rotting or anything.
But is there some
unless
ingredient?
Unless it's blue cheese. Something that's supposed to be moldy. Right. Yeah, like cheese.
Is there something that's not worth trying to make a cuisine over?
Like old lettuce.
Old lettuce? Yep. Forget it.
You just have to go, okay, that goes in a compost bin.
That goes in a compost.
Well, that's the question. are there certain cultural cuisines where some of the dishes in that culture were actually designed to eliminate food waste?
Right, absolutely. I think in most cultures there are because, you know, in Asian culture, fried rice is what you do with leftovers. So I never like ordered in a restaurant because it's like, oh, that's what we do with leftovers. I'm not going to order in a restaurant, you know.
It's great.
The same thing. And the same in Mexican culture, so like with tortillas. You know, you take leftover tortillas and you make like chilaquiles or you do something else with the tortillas. Well, first you make tortillas and you make tortilla chips.
Right.
Then when you take the leftover tortilla chips and you can make chilaquiles with it. So there's so many stages of not throwing away anything.
Now, you describe chilaquiles as the ultimate in Mexican comfort food. Explain, first of all, what they are and how you would cook them and what other ingredients you would use.
Chilaquiles are a dish made with leftover tortillas that have been fried and old salsa and any kind of meat you have left over. So if you have taco filling left over or shredded chicken, you put that in there. You put the salsa on top, whatever salsa you have around. You put cheese on it, and then you bake it all. Or you can cook it up in a pan, depending on how you want to do it.
And all these things keep while you're deciding when to make the chilaquiles or whether you're doing just the leftover rice. I mean, the preservation of stale food actually is less of a problem than the original fresh food, right?
Definitely, because you're just going to cook it up. It's actually better to have it. Some of it is better to have stale. It actually tastes better if you cook it that way.
We've got a couple of things here. Our producer, Jen Poyant, has cooked, at your suggestion, some things. And the first thing that I'm going to eat here, and I'm going to eat it, and I'll have you explain what it's all about, is this chocolate bread pudding, all right?
Yes.
Made with what kind of bread?
Leftover stale bread, French bread.
So you can take stale bread and make... Oh, that's delicious.
Mm-hmm.
That is really delicious.
That is really good.
So I'm always throwing away stale bread. Explain to me the kinds of things, including this recipe, that help me to keep from just throwing it away.
You can make chocolate or any kind of bread pudding. And actually, bread pudding works better with stale bread than regular bread because then you don't get it soggy. You can make croutons. You can make bruschetta.
Now, how do you make stale bread into a bruschetta without having it just be a hard slab?
Well, you'd sort of bake it and then put the bruschetta on top, and then the liquid sort of goes into it and it makes it softer.
Makes it softer.
And in fact, you know, probably that's what the Italian cooks used bruschetta for. That's what it was all about. It was probably about recycling. Right. All right, so now the other dish we have here, which is actually even more intriguing than the bread pudding was decadent, is this kimchi fried rice.
Uh-huh. And it's what you do when you have sour kimchi that's, you know, gone a little bit past its prime, and you have leftover rice, which in the fridge, and then you cook it up in a pan with whatever vegetables you have.
Now, you cook it up with oil, with butter? Do you just heat it slowly? Do you worry about burning?
I use a combination of sesame oil and a little bit of butter for flavor, and sometimes, you know, a little extra oil depending on how much, if your rice is sticking or not to the pan.
Cecilia, I just want to ask one little question.
Sure.
Why does sesame oil work on everything?
I don't know, but it does. It just, you could just put it on everything. It probably works great with dessert, too.
Thanks for the great advice, Cecilia Hagen Lee, food writer and author of the book Quick and Easy Korean Cooking, giving us some strategies on using leftovers more effectively and reducing our food waste and also making sure that the stuff gets into the compost, not the trash. Cecilia, thanks so much.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.